Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
303 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday, and then tomorrow is Tuesday, and then, well, you know the way that works, right? This is like the shortest week in employment place history, is it not? Today, tomorrow, see ya. Oh, I like that. You know, it's a little bit like Johnny Carson. Germ, you're too young to remember Johnny Carson first person, but you are a devoted student of entertainment. I know you know Johnny Carson. Yeah. So anyway, it is a very, 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 very short week, but that does not mean that there will be any things shorted. Not a chance. In fact, just this afternoon, our good friend Jimmy Galliano is going to be along. Jimmy, of course, retired supervisor. He's special agent from the FBI. Former mayor of his town. He's finishing up his PhD. In other words, he's like a slacker, really. But I got a couple of law enforcement matters that I want to kick around with him, including, you just heard about it, the dismissal of the case against James Comey, who I still think can be described as a disgraced former FBI director. Really help. So anyway, we'll get a little sense from Jimmy G. We'll do that at 3:35. And up in New York, Jennifer Tisch is staying as the police commissioner under Zamdan Morani, or Moron Zamdan, the new mayor, the Jew-hating communist mayor, who apparently loves Donald Trump. I mean, he still thinks he's a fascist, but he loves him nonetheless. Does that not show you what a bunch of crap so many of these people are? Oh, just incredible. And the funniest part of this, as far as I'm concerned, the funniest part is that the leftists are firmly convinced, they've convinced themselves. See, Ma'am Danny won over Trump. No, not even close. Well, Trump had him there. Of course Trump had him there. Who's the big winner in that, do you think? It's Trump. It's Trump saying, you know, I think the guy is a bad guy, but maybe because I love New York and he loves New York, maybe we can get something done. Maybe we can make a deal. I am here to tell you that it's Trump who comes away with bonus points for hosting him. It's Ma'am Danny who actually has to go out, and he looks like a complete and total schmuck now, as he says, well, yeah, I mean, Trump is a fascist and a dictator and authoritarian, and, you know, he's like Hitler, but man, those were tasty sandwiches we had. He looks like an idiot. I don't think it's a big lift for him to look like an idiot, but he did convince the police commissioner to stay on. It's an interesting working for this guy. Tish says, well, I'm Jewish, but I am going to stay on as police commissioner. I read her statement, and believe me, it did not strike me as a full-throated endorsement or platform of support for Ma'am Danny. She seemed to indicate that it was about the department itself. Okay, that's a different thing, isn't it? That's about service. That's about institutional strength. And that transcends administrations. So we'll get a little insight from Jimmy Galliano at 3:35. If you have not yet gotten the Jeff Katz brine recipe, it goes up every year. It's gone up every year for, I don't know, 20-some-odd years. I got to tell you, you've got to do it. You will need to get a look at it ASAP. It is on all the social media channels. You can go to Radio Katz on Facebook and take a look at it there. This year, there's a big brine off. Huge brine off. Huge, huge. It's the hugest brine off in history. It is me against the fine folks at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market and Stu Leonard's Farmer's Market. Yeah. Yep. Yep. TJ Leonard is doing a big open house, he said, at his place, and they've got two giant turkeys. One prepared with the Leonard family brine, one prepared with the Katz family brine, and nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to know. And people are going to have to vote. It'll be just like a number, one or two. That's it. Nobody is going to know ahead of time. And I will tell you this. Yes, I would love for the Katz brine to be victorious, but it doesn't matter. Because I know how good the Katz brine is, and I know how good the Leonard family brine is. So any way you slice it, it's going to be a delicious turkey. But the Katz brine is, my brine is a little bit sweeter. I think that's the big difference. Okay, a couple of things I will need to remind you of. First of all, the James River Air text line is always available to you. Nobody's answering you at 3 o'clock in the morning, but it's there. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, and you can always feel free to shoot me a text. What else we got going on? Oh, yeah. Let's take a look at the text line. Why did I do that? Yeah. 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, conservatives get the full force of the law, Democrats get off scot-free. Yeah, fundamentally, I mean, I guess you're talking about the whole Comey thing, right? And that Letitia James, but understand something. Those matters were not dismissed as a result of the underlying issues, despite what James Comey is claiming on his social media. Well, you know, no, that's not what it was. This is a bureaucratic, technical sort of a thing. The judge in this case, who, by the way, was appointed to the bench by one William Jefferson Clinton, this judge said, well, I don't think this acting interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia can do this because I just don't think that they've been appointed properly. So the cases are dismissed. However, the cases are dismissed without prejudice. What does that mean? It means the Department of Justice is absolutely, positively free to refile the cases at any time. First, however, I would imagine, and I don't know, I haven't seen anything come down yet, but I would imagine the first thing they'll do is try and say we disagree with this judge's ruling about the interim U.S. attorney, right? That is a big issue. Because with this judge doing that for connected people like James Comey and Letitia James, if you are facing some sort of federal prosecution right now abroad in the Eastern District of Virginia, your defense attorney right now has downloaded and printed this judge's decision and will, without question, be making the same argument on your behalf. So what does the DOJ do? I'm not a lawyer. Can you bring charges in a different jurisdiction? Can you bring in somebody from the DOJ to bring the charges? So it's not being issued under the name or in the name of the U.S., the interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District. I guess we're about to find out, right? We're all going to get a law school lesson. Oh, this is wonderful. Mark from Bon Air hits me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Mark from Bon Air says, Jeff, thank you. I went to the Olive Oil tap room today. I must go back. The owner had me taste her aged balsamic vinegar. It was superb. Thank you for turning me on to them. Well, my pleasure, Mark. I have been a very, very loyal customer of the Olive Oil Tap Room, the shops at Belgrade, Huguenot and Robius in Midlothian for 10 plus years, essentially since they opened their doors. Heidi and I have, you may think I'm crazy when I'm going to tell you the truth, we have not purchased a single solitary drop of extra virgin olive oil or balsamic vinegar anywhere except the Olive Oil Tap Room for more than a decade. And I have no intentions of ever buying it anywhere else. I was going to say, well, maybe if we leave the area, but they ship. So, yeah, I guess we are in a long-term committed relationship with Shauna Cody.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
And the other members of the team at the Olive Oil Tap Room. 434 hits me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, I think POTUS had a meeting with Mandalayan or Mandalay, however you spell it. It was to size him up. Don't mess with President Trump. You're absolutely correct. Now, Mam Danny and his acolytes may, in fact, be vacuous enough to believe that they were the ones sizing up. They're going to lay the land. They're going to see this president. And then later on, they're going to say he's still a fascist. No, okay. gentlemen, ladies, or gentlemen and lady, because remember, they're far leftist and they don't think that that really means anything. But gang, you were the ones who were being examined, not the other way around. Now, maybe you did okay. I don't know. But just remember, you are President Trump's friend until you are no longer President Trump's friend. Doesn't necessarily end well. You know what I mean? It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. Yeah, all right, well, it is. But it is, it's Monday. Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, is going to be with us. Coming up at 3:35, we are going to talk a little bit about the decision by New York City's police commish, Jennifer Tisch, to stick around under the Mandani administration. We've got the indictment against former FBI Director James Comey getting kicked. However, please don't get your news from James Comey's social media, because he would have you believe that the judge looked at all of the evidence and said, well, wait, this guy Comey is just, he's fantastic. How dare they? What the judge said was, hey, I didn't even read the case. I don't need to read the case, because in my opinion, the interim U.S. attorney is not acting appropriate. They haven't been appointed properly, so this is getting dismissed. However, it is being dismissed without prejudice, so you, Department of Justice, you are absolutely positively free to refile it anytime you would like. Got a beautiful note here from Berkeley in Mechanicsville. And Berkeley says, hey, Jeff, this doesn't have anything to do with your show today. However, I wanted to let you know this. I went to New American Arms on Friday to purchase a red dot optic for my handgun. However, you, all caps, cost me a whole lot more. I wound up with an optic. However, it had a brand new firearm attached to it. Those guys are really knowledgeable, helpful, and friendly. I have now, thanks to you, found my new gun stuff store. Thank you, Bradley. All right, thank you, Berkeley in Mechanics. Well, thank you, Berkeley. I love New American Arms. I told you, Tony's putting a couple of things away for me. No, I'm not telling you what they are, but suffice to say, you, well, it's just good stuff. That's all. That's it. You don't need to know anything else. But if I were you, knowing what is coming down the pike in terms of new governor, new state House of Delegates, new state Senate, new attorney general, new restrictions, if I were you, I would get thee to New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street in the West End, ASAP. Let's see here. Ann from RBA says, good afternoon, Jeff. Could you please ask Mr. Galliano if Commissioner Tisch staying on as the police commissioner in New York City could have been arranged by President Trump? So he has a connection to keep Mamdani under control should he get out of line? Yeah, I'll ask him. It's a very interesting sort of a question. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. So I will certainly ask Jimmy Galliano if he has some sort of an opinion on that. Maybe that's part of it. I would say there's a lot more to be gleaned if you would look at what it was that Commissioner Tisch wrote as her comments, as her press release on all of that. Because I think that she is really looking at the situation with the members of the NYPD. And that she is trying to figure out, hey, is this or is this not right for the institution? A lot of people don't get that. If you are in some sort of a long-standing, well-respected organization, there's something called organizational knowledge, institutional history, right? So if you are, as an example, director of the FBI, as James Comey was, but you don't really care about the institutional history or the legacy, then you do stupid stuff and then you win stupid prizes, I guess. Tish, I think, has a pretty good understanding of who and what the NYPD is and wants to do right by them. So I think that is more her motivation to stick around than anything else. But we'll find out. We'll find out. We'll chat with Jimmy Galliano coming up at 3:35. It is 3:27. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
.33 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. It's not bad. I'm, 63 degrees in November, the end of November, a couple of days before Thanksgiving. I'll take that. I really will. I think that's perfectly okay. It is a good day, I think, to try and get some of the decorations up outside, because the soil is somewhat softer. See, I'm a big outdoor. I have no idea what I'm talking about, but that's what I heard. So that's what I'm going to do. I got some inflatables I got to get inflated, you know. Jimmy Galliano is a retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, and I am just always so happy when he makes some time to join us. And generally speaking, it's about law enforcement, public safety matters, but Jimmy can speak about darn near anything, and we're just always thrilled to have him join us. Jimmy, good afternoon, sir.
Jeff, I've been listening in, and you, you know, you've been hitting all the notes for me today. You were talking firearms. You were talking the Katz family special brine solution for your turkey. I'm thrilled. These are the kind of things that that excite me, my friend, as I'm getting older.
Right? I mean, we all sit around and go, yeah, I remember, we conquered this, we did that. But take a listen to this brine recipe, dude. It's just unbelievable.
I love it. I'm going to have to get a copy of that from you, my friend, because okay. We are eating out this year. I'm ashamed to say we're going to a local restaurant, in upstate New York. The wife did not want to cook this year, and I can't blame her. It's not the cooking that's bad, Jeff. It's always the cleanup afterwards.
Oh,
so
no,
we're taking the easy way out, but we are supporting our local economy. So there's something to be said for that.
Okay. Well, listen, you get a pass then, and you should all enjoy. That's nothing wrong with that at all. Not at all. Let's talk a little bit, because, you know, we have to, about some of this other stuff. Up your way, Commissioner Tisch is staying. There had been a lot of talk about how she was gone. She was not going to be part of a Mam Dany administration, but something has changed. What has changed?
Well, Jeff, I think, I know you'll say you're not an expert at it, but you know politics pretty well. And you know, in politics, governance is not the same as campaigning. And our mayor-elect here in the city of New York, a city of 8.4 million people, and some would say the greatest city in the world, mm-hmm. Has kind of walked back some of the kookiness that he suggested while he was campaigning. Because remember, you've got to play to your own choir. And
sure.
He knew that in a place like New York, where only, a million out of the 8.4 million people that reside there actually went out to vote, he knew he could play to the far progressive left. He said some awful things about law enforcement. He's called for defunding the police. He's accused the NYPD of being racist and homophobic and bigoted, and said all kinds of just desultory things about the greatest police force, I would argue, in the world. It is a majority-minority department. And Jeff, you know that we've talked about this before. My doctoral dissertation at St. John's University is related to the NYPD and how restrained they are, how police-involved deaths and officer-involved shootings and tracking that, and it is a phenomenal police department. I am heartened to hear that he walked back, the fact that he was going to seek a new police commissioner. I think Commissioner Tisch, in a tough position, has done a solid job as the woman that is leading the NYPD right now. And I think for Mam Dany, as he's starting to realize that the stuff that you promise, free this, free that, free everything, isn't going to work in New York State, where he doesn't have that ability to make things free. Everything has to run through Albany, which is where our seat of government is for New York State. And I think something that will keep things, at least for the time being, Jeff, to have a little bit more stability, is keeping Commissioner Tisch on. So I was heartened to see that.
All right. It's fascinating to see how it develops. And for this guy, I mean, let's not kid ourselves. This is essentially this guy's first job. I mean, he was an aspiring rap artist when mommy and daddy were paying for that, and a state assemblyman, I guess, for a couple of years. But now all of a sudden, I mean, I'm watching his video asking people to send money so he can do his inauguration or coronation or whatever the heck it is, and he wants $4 million and says, geez, I hope it's the last time I have to ask you for money. And I'm thinking, dude, all this free stuff is really expensive, and I guess you're about to find that out. Is Commissioner Tisch staying because she cares about the mayor? Or my sense, as I read her stuff, as she was saying she was staying, she seems to really be passionate about the institution of the NYPD.
Yeah, I don't know her personally, unfortunately, Jeff, and you being a former law enforcement officer as well, I've only had the opportunity to meet her one time at a police officer's funeral that happened to be up here in the village of Cornwall and Hudson, New York, while I was the mayor, and she traveled up for that police officer's funeral. It was an NYPD officer that lived up here in the village that I was leading as the mayor. She's gracious. She's articulate. She's, well put together when it comes to understanding policing methodologies. But right. Jeff, just like every mayor and just like every elected official now, her hands are tied by a city council that is to the left of Che Guevara. And I don't say that to be overly hyperbolic, but literally what they're suggesting with the civilian complaint review boards and oversight for police officers, which is healthy and good. No one's arguing that we don't need civilian oversight of police departments,
right.
But the manner in which they're doing it and allowing people that have zero idea how to keep the city safe, but to instead put these constraints in place and to you know, automatically default the police officer is wrong until proven innocent. It's complete yep. opposite of the system of justice we have in this country, where you're innocent until proven guilty. So I hope that she remains independent. I hope she pushes back when necessary. But, Jeff, this is going to be interesting, not just on the law enforcement end, but on the economic end as well, right. where the financial capital of the world, and again, that's not an exaggeration. New York City is the financial capital of the world. And to try this socialism thing once again, because, well, you know, Marx and Engels and Lenin, they knew what they were talking about, and it's been tried so many places before and been such a grand success, Jeff, that right. this time we're going to do it again.
Yeah. Oh, what could possibly go wrong? Good Lord. Jimmy Galeotto joining us, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. Jimmy, I've shared with you, I've shared with our mutual friend Adam, I mean, anybody that, you know, we just sort of sit around and talk about stuff. I'm part of all these Reddit groups now, all these law enforcement Reddit groups, because there's a part of me like you and I are thinking, oh, you know, now I get excited about brine recipes and stuff like this. And I'm thinking, no, you know, I still got one more inning in the game, coach, you know, suit me up. I can push a cruiser around again. I'm thinking that you would have to literally have had every human being on the planet turn down a police job before they would say, yeah, you can suit up again. But I'm still part of these Reddit groups, Jimmy, and all I see from the New York Reddit groups are, hey, get out of NYPD. If you can do it, get to MTA. Apparently, that's the cake place to be. And if not, the state police are really, really good. And it's all of these exit strategies. And I'm telling you, there's not a single person posting. And I know it's Reddit, so it is what it is. But there's nobody saying, oh, yeah, well, we should be okay. Everybody's looking, it seems like, for an exit.
Yeah, well, that's been going on for a long time, Jeff. And again, you know, I started my career in law enforcement in 1991. I mean, it's incredible to think that I'm that old and that and that grizzled. But 1991 in New York City, and the same issues were happening then. It was recruitment and retention. Retention is a tough thing, because back in those days, I mean, I think city cops were making like $30,000 a year, and it's a tough job.
Yep.
And at the time, the NYPD required you to live either in the five boroughs or to live in one of the, you know, one of the close contiguous counties, whether it was Rockland County or Nassau and Suffolk and Westchester County, places like right around the city. Right. And, you know, the word du jour right now, Jeff, is affordability, right?
Yeah.
It's like equity was a couple of years ago. Affordability is now the new word du jour.
That's right.
And the problem was that cops couldn't afford to live there and work. So what they would do is they'd go through the academy at the NYPD. They would marinate just long enough by working the streets for like a year in New York City, get some great experience in the five boroughs, and then they'd be lured away by Nassau or Suffolk County out on Long Island or some of the mm-hmm. upstate, more bucolic suburbs, and they'd get paid a lot more. They'd right. be treated a lot better, and that's what happened. So now, where you have a situation, and Jeff, this isn't just New York City. This is Central Virginia where you are. This is across the nation. But what happens is it has become tough to recruit cops, because they see what happens. They see that when they act in good faith, when they have to make split-second decisions, and God forbid something goes awry, they are going to be hung out to dry by law enforcement. They're going to be hung out to dry by the AGs and the district attorneys
yep.
who will not support them. And Jeff, that really is the biggest issue right now. The crux of it in law enforcement is, how do we recruit young people and say, come do this job? You're not going to make a lot of money. You're going to get shot at. You're going to be in dangerous situations. Oh yeah. And make sure that your liability insurance is paid up, because we're going to prosecute you if you ever engage. So,
yeah.
That is a timeless issue, Jeff. It's just become much more exacerbated, I think, in 2025.
Wow. Let's talk about the former director of the FBI. And I am debating, do we refer to James Comey as a disgraced former director or not. I mean, that's my perception. You spent your life in the Bureau. You know what the institution is all about. But the charges against him today get kicked. He is all over social media saying, see, I told you I was pure as the driven snow. I am St. James the Comey. How dare anybody ask me? And what the judge said was, I didn't even look at the details of the case. I'm just telling you, I don't think the interim U.S. attorney can bring the matter. So it's dismissed without prejudice. DOJ can bring it back at any time. What's your sense of this?
Yeah, I think you're right, Jeff. It was dismissed without prejudice to your point, which means that DOJ can bring this case again. There's no double jeopardy issues. They can bring it again. Now, more so for Letitia James, she's mm-hmm. being accused of mortgage fraud, you know, claiming that her second home that she used to rent out was actually her primary residence. And the statute of limitations on that has not run out, whereby Mr. Comey, this was an issue where he leaked information to the press and by the allegations in the indictment had denied that in front of Congress, where you're swearing to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, in front of Congress. And apparently he denied doing that when there are, you know, there is evidence that that is not the case. Now, there's a 5-year statute of limitations on that. That might be a little stickier for DOJ to come back around and do that. Look, I mean, the issue that Comey and Letitia James have made, and it's kind of rich when you hear the attorney general for the New York State claim that this was a selective and vindictive prosecution when she literally campaigned on, I am going to get the former president of the United States. I'm going to get him. But now is claiming that, you know, that she's been, you know, singled out and targeted, which is really rich. As far as Comey goes, this whole thing with the dismissal, Jeff, it's a process issue. And again, you've got Mr. Moreno, and you've got much smarter attorneys, people with law degrees, to speak to this. However, this was a process issue where a judge decided that the Department of Justice in the Eastern District of Virginia could not be led by someone who was appointed as an interim after the former interim, Mr. Siebert, had basically been removed and Ms. Halligan was installed, that the 120 days, I believe it was, that you're allowed to serve in that capacity before being confirmed, that, you know, the government was gaming this, or the administration was gaming this, by just continuing to appoint somebody in an interim capacity. So it'll make its way through. It'll rend its way through the judicial system. But the unfortunate thing is now they've got to start over from scratch in regards to Mr. Comey. No, this was not a victory. This was a process issue that, yes, he and his team won and the case has been dismissed. But to your point, it can be brought again. And I would suspect, Jeff, that it will be.
Yeah, I would as well. Jimmy Galeano joining us, a retired supervisory special agent out of the FBI. Jimmy, I talk about all the stuff that you do, and it's amazing work that you do. Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, you continue to serve on the board. It does such important work, especially in this day and age. Would you mind reminding everybody what it is that the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund does?
Sure. Well, first of all, it's an organization that was started by a former attorney general during the Reagan administration, Edwin Meese, who still occasionally, comes on to our meetings. We obviously do them remotely because the board of directors is scattered across the country. And he's just really an inspiration, somebody that decided that something was necessary to provide material support to law enforcement officers that had been unjustly accused of a crime. And boy, Jeff, we can think of more than a few instances, including in Virginia, where people have been charged for doing their job. And I want to give a shout out this time to Jason Johnson. I know he's been on your show before. Yeah. Jason is just he's a former deputy commissioner in Baltimore. I mean, the guy's really walked the walk and done the job, and has really done a great job as our president, kind of, you know, steering the ship and finding the cases and making the appeal to the board of directors to support. So your listeners can go to policedefense.org online. Policedefense.org. As you always point out, there's a nice swag shop there. Yep. You can purchase stuff there. All the monies from that go back into the coffers to help out individual officers and their families if they've been suspended or fired from their job for doing their job. And Jeff, very important to point out that you want to know where your money's going. You can actually pick the case or cases that you wish to support. If one really kind of strikes your fancy, or you think it's a travesty of justice, as they all are, but one that strikes your fancy, you can earmark your funds to go there. And Jeff, always thank you. You always back the blue. That's something you're very proud to do, and we appreciate your support for the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund.
Well, I'm happy to do it. I'm sorry I have to do it, but I am proud to do it. And let's leave on an up note, Jimmy.
Sure.
Your Atlanta Falcons.
You're only doing this because your New England Patriots on a 9-game win streak and beat my Atlanta Falcons. But I will tell you, it does feel good, as I always say. After a win in the NFL, the water tastes wetter, Jeff. The air smells fresher. The turkey with the brine solution tastes a little saltier. Yeah, I don't think my Falcons are going anywhere this year, but any chance that we have to beat the Saints, it's always a good day for us Atlantans.
Well, you Atlantans beat the Saints up one side and down the other yesterday, so that was a good, solid W for you guys. Well, Jimmy, I always appreciate you being here, and number two, please, I hope that you and that beautiful family have an absolutely stellar Thanksgiving, and I am thankful that you make time for us on this here little program. It means the world.
Always, Jeff, and same to you and your family. You've got a beautiful family, and appreciate you and everything that you do, like I said, on behalf of law enforcement, and to make drive time for commuters in Central Virginia just a little bit more palatable as they're stuck in traffic on I-95.
You're a good man. Thank you, sir. That is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.